From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. A woman killed by an angry mob in front of police in the Afghan capital last week for allegedly burning a copy of Islam's holy book was wrongly accused. That's according to Afghanistan's top criminal investigator on Sunday. Mobile phone footage circulating on social media shows that police at the scene did not save the 27-year-old woman, Farkuhunda, who was beaten with sticks and set on fire by a crowd of men in central Kabul in broad daylight on Thursday. Meanwhile, hundreds of people, as you hear here, attended her funeral on Sunday, chanting, "We want justice." And her coffin was carried by women. General Mohammed Zaire told reporters at her funeral Sunday that Farkuhunda was totally innocent and found no evidence that she burned the Quran. The top criminal investigator promised to punish all those involved and said 13 people, including 8 police officers, had already been arrested. The killing was also condemned by Afghan President Ashraf Ghani.
I have issued the strongest communique condemning it, and there will be a full investigation. We are not going to allow mob justice. Lynching in any form, shape is unacceptable.
The United States has withdrawn all of its personnel from Yemen a day after suicide bombers killed at least 137 people at two mosques in the capital of Sana'a. The U.S. State Department said in a statement Saturday that the temporary relocation was due to the deteriorating situation in Yemen. And French voters are going to the polls Sunday to cast their ballots in local elections. They're widely seen as an opportunity for Marine Le Pen and her far-right National Front to build a base if she decides to run. VOA News. U.S. and European foreign ministers are trying to work out a nuclear agreement with Iran and say they are an important moment in the talks and substantial progress has been made. Britain, China, France, Germany, Russia, and the U.S. are trying to reach a deal with Iran over its nuclear program by the end of the month. Western powers want to prevent Iran from building a nuclear weapon. Tehran says its nuclear program is for peaceful purposes only and wants crippling sanctions removed. Islamic State has posted on the internet what it says are the names and addresses as well as photographs of 100 U.S. military personnel and are encouraging its supporters in the United States to kill them. The Pentagon, meanwhile, says it's investigating. One official told the New York Times newspaper that it does not appear that the militants hacked the information about the military personnel from U.S. government websites. North Korea's military is threatening to shoot down balloons that South Korean activists plan to send over the heavy militarized border carrying 10,000 DVDs of the Hollywood film The Interview. Activists say they plan to launch copies of the film, which is a comedy about a fictional CIA plot to assassinate the North Korean leader Kim Jong-un, along with 500,000 propaganda leaflets across the demilitarized zone on or around March 25th. U.S. First Lady Michelle Obama told a Cambodian audience Saturday that educating girls allows them to participate in the political life of their country and hold their leaders accountable.
When girls get educated, when they learn to read and write and think, that gives them the tools to speak up and to talk about injustice and to demand equal treatment.
Mrs. Obama spoke at a Peace Corps training event. Her visit is part of a two-nation trip that included Japan and is meant to highlight a new global women's education initiative of the Peace Corps. A number of asylum applicants to European Union member states increased by 44% in 2014, reaching 626,000 in total. Syrian refugees topped the chart. Afghani immigrants were the second largest group, and Kosovo came in third. Today is World Water Day. It's a day that highlights the essential role of water in human life. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon says people rely on water and call for an international spirit of urgent cooperation to offset a growing water crisis. A UN report says despite impressive gains in the last decade, 748 million people still do not have access to improved sources of drinking water, and 2.5 billion people cannot access improved sanitation facilities. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.